Hey there. I'm kind of sad to hear you've been feeling down lately, but I kind of, well, actually, I very much understand how you've been feeling, unfortunately. And I know probably the last thing you want to hear is a bunch of shallow, mushy, everything's gonna be okay, it's all gonna get better type of stuff. So, I won't go there. But, I know that sometimes it feels like things are never gonna improve, and when one thing goes wrong, like a million things go wrong, and you dig yourself deeper and deeper into a hole, but it won't always be that way. If you can kind of keep putting one foot in front of the other and kind of fake it, I guess. Sometimes you have to fake it, put on a happier face than what you actually feel. And sometimes you will actually feel better. But, yeah. I know when people try to talk to their friends and whatnot about depression, you get a lot of dumb questions. Like, well, what are you sad about, or why do you feel that way, and they say things like, well, you don't have any reason to be upset or sad or depressed, because you have X, Y, and Z going for you, so there's no reason for you to be sad. But even though you may not have a reason, or even if you do have a very valid reason, it doesn't really change much about how you feel. So, all that, well, you should just try to do this and be happy and enjoy yourself doesn't really help. And if it was that easy to kind of turn it off, then a lot of people wouldn't struggle with it. It's not like it's something that you want to have happen. Nobody wants to be depressed or be sad or upset and feel alone and lonely. But a lot of people do feel that way. And sometimes it's kind of not really nice, but reassuring to know that other people know what you've gone through, because they're going through it or have gone through it. Kind of know that you're not the only one. So it can give you a bit of hope, I suppose. Or sometimes it just helps to have someone who will listen and not try to fix things. Because sometimes when you talk to friends, they want to try to do something to help and make it better and all that kind of stuff, which is nice, but sometimes you don't want people to do things. You just want to be able to talk and tell somebody how you're feeling and just have them listen and be there for you, you know? So, I found that a lot of people, especially a lot of people I've met on PTA, have gone through similar things with depression, and it helps to talk, and it also helps to just kind of get out of your head for a bit, like be distracted or whatever you want to call it, just to, you know, talk to people about silly things and maybe get together and watch a movie with a bunch of strangers or something on Skype. shameless plug for the Netflix movie night if you haven't already joined. But, like, even something as simple as that, like, it really helps. I know that's helped me a lot, just having people to chat with and be silly with. And you don't even, it's not even a thing where you have to talk about, you know, how you're feeling all the time. You can just talk about nothing. We pretty much talk about nothing a lot, like most of the people in the chat, but it's just nice to talk or have people that, you know, you don't feel like will judge you or look down on you. And oddly enough, sometimes it seems easier to talk to strangers than it does to people that you've known for a while or family members and whatnot. Because when you talk to a stranger, you don't have to put up an act or whatever you want to call it. You can just be yourself, I guess. Which is kind of odd, because you think you feel more comfortable being yourself around people, you know, but it's not always the case. So, I hope that you do find some peace, no matter what it takes for you to get that. And some people, it just takes time. Other people need to, you know, have a hobby or something like that. Or some people might even, of course, have to go and seek professional help to make themselves feel better, or, well, to kind of balance things out. Sometimes you can be a little unbalanced, and no amount of talking will fix it. So if it does get too severe and you're able, considering talking to a professional would be a good idea. Which I know is a daunting thing and probably something a lot of people don't want to do, but gotta throw it out there, right? But in the meantime, finding something to kind of get your mind off of things and kind of get out of your own head, because I found that my thoughts can be my own worst enemy, basically. I overthink a lot. A lot of things. So, it doesn't even have to be recent things. It can be conversations or situations that happened years ago, and I'm still replaying them in my head when it's time to go to sleep and thinking about what I could have done differently, and if I had said this, or what would have happened, and if they had said that, then what would I have said? And it's just tiring sometimes, because you don't, like, sometimes you just want to go to sleep and you can't turn your brain off, and then your thoughts might get progressively worse, and then they make you feel bad, and then you can't sleep because you feel bad, and it's kind of a cycle. But getting out of your own head for a while is a good thing. And I found, as far as relationships go, the times when you're, or at least myself, I can only speak for myself, but the times when I was actively wanting, like, a boyfriend or significant other, was looking and, you know, wanted to date, I found nobody, basically. Like, nobody was interested, and sure enough, I didn't pursue anyone myself, because I'm pretty shy, so I just wouldn't do that. But there just seemed to be nobody around that was interested. And then as soon as I get busy, minding my own business, and doing other things, that's when people just pop up. So, like, when you kind of got your stuff together, or, well, not even got it together, but when you're, you know, doing other things, and
I guess, are a bit more content or seem more content, that's when people pay more attention to you. Or if you are with someone. So if you do start dating someone, then it seems like other people are interested. But if you're not dating anyone and you want to, then nobody's interested. So it's weird. But trust me, there are people out there for everybody. So you may not have met them yet, or you may have met them and you just don't know yet. But you will find them when you're meant to. So in the meantime, might as well have some fun and work on yourself. Because, you know, if you want, you shouldn't rely on someone else to make you complete or whole or whatever you want to say. You should be a whole person and then have someone to enrich that, not necessarily make up for something that's missing. But at least that's my advice. I hope that it was somewhat helpful. I'm sorry if you can hear the little noises. My phone keeps going to sleep while I'm trying to record. But yeah. If you need anyone to talk to, there's plenty of people who would be willing, myself included. Just drop me a line. Come chat with us and be weird on Skype if you like. We'll try not to scare you too much, maybe. And just know that though it doesn't seem like it, it seems like it's kind of an endless thing, you will move past it if you, as long as you keep moving forward. If you keep moving forward, you can get through anything as long as you don't stand still. So, yeah. Hope I helped.